It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Apple and Amazon have dirty clouds, says Greenpeace, talking about cloud computing. When you connect to a data center far away, let it do the heavy processing and storage so your computer can run more efficiently. Greenpeace has issued a report card on tech companies who run these cloud services. Apple and Amazon both received Fs because they use a lot of coal. Google did better for adopting more renewable sources like solar and wind. Greenpeace IT analyst Gary Cook says these type of facilities have a huge need for energy.
Imagine a data center and very large warehouses, often the size of several Walmarts. Their shelves are filled with computers rather than dog food and consume a significant amount of power themselves. And also, because you have such a concentration of computers, there's often a fair amount of energy spent on keeping the building within a certain temperature range.
So they don't overheat.
Right.
Cook says the carbon footprint from you putting vacation pictures on Facebook isn't all that huge, but when you factor in everyone online, it gets pretty staggering.
If you look at the data centers and the electricity they use, as well as the telecommunication network that you need to get to your information, if you aggregate that on a global level, we estimate that would place it fifth largest in terms of ranked among countries. And it's supposed to double, potentially triple in the next 10 years. And so this demand could, if attached to the right sources, could really be leading us to a renewable energy powered economy.
Coal gets used as a power source for pretty simple reasons, says Katie Fehrenbacher from GigaOhm.
The grid in general uses a lot of coal. So the data center operators are building their data centers where they can get kind of cheap power.
How hard would it be to just drop coal and move to renewable energy?
The problem is that, first of all, it's new and also expensive. So say Apple has to build a solar farm, and that's not cheap. And, you know, the fuel cell farm is using a new technology, and, that's not cheap either. So they have to be both creative and also put down a significant amount of money for this.
Apple declined to be interviewed for our story, but in a statement, it refuted Greenpeace's findings. Read that refutation and find a link to Greenpeace's report at MarketplaceTech.org. Ben Kuchera is an editor at PennyArcade.com and joins us occasionally to tell us about interesting games. Lately, he's been playing the PC game Legend of Grimrock, which sounds a little bleak.
You control a set of four criminals who are basically sent down into this dungeon to die. And your challenge is very simple. You are trying to not die. And you're in an environment where that is very, very hard.
What makes it hard to not die?
There are animated skeletons and giant crabs and terrifying spiders and traps that have been sent to kill you. And ultimately, if you can survive long enough, there's kind of a mystery down there you can solve.
Is it fun, this constant stress of trying not to die?
I think it is. Especially as I get older, you're kind of presented with all these problems that are very, very hard to solve in your real life with your family and your children and paying the mortgage. And it's fun to sit down where your problem is a giant skeleton in front of you, and you kind of know how to deal with that, right? You have a sword and spells. It's so simple, so challenging, and so refreshing that I think it's a good way to blow off stress at the end of the day.
Ben Kuchera talking about the Legend of Grimrock. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by PhoneTag.com, a service which converts voicemails into emails or text messages, designed to make individuals or businesses more productive. More at PhoneTag.com.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.